Hello and welcome to the 15th episode of the TFG1 podcast, recorded on May 1st, 2009. I am your host, Michael Blanchard, with
Steve/Megatron.
Hello and welcome to the 15th episode. Yay, 15 episodes. I made it to 15. Woohoo! This will serve as the Season 2 recap episode, and I'm happy to welcome Steve/Megatron on with me today. Hello, Steve.
Hello again, Mike.
And we are going to be discussing all things Transformers Generation 1 Season 2. See what I did there? See?
Yes.
Let's see, some of my favorite episodes from Season 2. Dinobot Island, two-parter, Megatron's Master Plan, two-parter, Secret of America, Omega Supreme, Krim Zeke, Triple Takeover, Gita Vector Sigma, two-parter, and War Dawn. Triple Takeover and Krim Zeke are just funny episodes. Krim Zeke is that little energy bastard that keeps going around sucking up all kinds of energy, and that was just funny. I don't know, it's just crazy funny type stuff. Secret of Omega Supreme actually gave the Constructicons a somewhat decent backstory, even though it makes no sense throughout the entire series, because they've had like four different backstories.
For the Constructicons, you mean?
Yes. Just pisses me off. Megatron's Master Plan. Megatron actually had a decent plan in those two episodes, as far as setting up the Autobots to making the humans think that they're bad, and then eventually reprogramming Teletran 1 to have their shuttle be sent into the sun. And, you know, it was a halfway decent plan. Until Spike went ahead and fucked it all up by getting evidence against or for the Autobots to clear them. Let's see. The Dinobot Island episodes, it's the Dinobots. There's not much else I can say about it. I mean, the Dinobots to me are just funny as hell. I don't know. And obviously, Kida Vector Sigma was the big introduction to the Stunticons and the Aerial Bots, which I actually like both of those combiner groups. We actually see, I think it is the second time we see Alpha Trion in the series so far. And then, of course, War Dawn was the Travel Back in Time episode where, let's see. The Aerial Bots get sent back 9 million years, and they meet Orion Pax, and who turns out to be Optimus Prime. The special features on both Season 2 DVD sets are severely lacking. The Season 2 Part 1's features include new digital transfer from original 35mm film, Dolby Digital 5.1, Mistake Reel, A Taste of BotCon 2002 documentary on the Transformers convention, interviews with Neil Kaplan. Neil Kaplan, give me a fucking break. And Michael I don't even know how to say his name. I'm not even going to try. And scriptwriter Earl Kress. The Season 2 Part 2 DVD features include the new digital transfer, the Dolby Digital 5.1, interviews with writers Flint Dilley and Buzz Dixon. I enjoyed watching the Flint Dilley one. I don't think I've seen the Buzz Dixon one. I don't know. Buzz Dixon was never a name I knew from G1. So they are severely lacking, as I said. And on a whole, I like Season 2, but it had its own very major flaws and drawbacks. I don't know. I just don't know. That there were a lot of good episodes, but there were a lot of bad episodes.
Yes, and also there were a lot of pointless episodes.
Very much so. I am just so glad. I think I mentioned this to you either on Twitter or we were talking or typing or whatever on Skype. I don't remember. A while ago, I'm like, oh, God, season two is basically 14 episodes of the podcast. Oh, my God.
Well, that's where the bulk of it comes in, but...
I know. Well, it ran from episode 5 until episode 15, so it's... But no, it's 10 episodes. I don't know. I can't fucking do math right now. I just can't.
Well, it's early, so...
Yeah, I mean, it just I just forgot how long season two was. And the back of the box says, for part one, it says there are 24 cartoons on part one and 25 cartoons on part two. So that's like 49 total for season two. So, I don't know. I do like the DVD sets, though. As far as the box, it's the same metallic as when we recorded the season one recap. It's the same metallic silver. And you open it up, the season two part one, you have Starscream and Megatron, what kind of looks like a battle between the two of them. You open up further, and it has another scene with, I think it's Jazz, Ironhide, Trailbreaker, Bumblebee, Hound, and Ratchet. All in all, it's a pretty good set. Comes with a little booklet. It came with two animation cells, which I think are framed in the other room. The Season 2 Part 2 set... Actually, it's funny, I've noticed something with these sets. If you put them all together, all five... individual sets, if you put them all together front-wise, so it goes from season 1 to season 4, or season 3 part 2 in season 4, it's kind of like got a pattern going, because the first season 1 set doesn't have, it's just silver, and the season 2 part 1 has like the makings of an Autobot symbol, and then season 2 part 2 has more of the makings of the Autobot symbol, and then we'll talk about the season 3 sets later. But yeah, it's an overall arcing thing, which is kind of cool. The season 2 part 2 set has Ironhide and Starscream with Megatron under Starscream's foot in kind of like a war type pattern. And then it shows Swindle was one of the Combaticons, right?
I think he might have been.
Yeah, Swindle was one. Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, he's Combaticon.
Okay, I was going to say, because the rest of this, like, crap, what am I looking for? Shit, I can't remember what the hell I'm trying to say. Like, this mural that they have, on the inside of the package, it shows Swindle and it shows Minasaur standing next to him. I'm like, wait a second. How the hell can Swindle be standing there by himself?
Yeah, I remember he's a military vehicle, so...
Yeah, he's part of the Combaticons, but at first I was like, wait a second, why the hell is Swindle standing there when he should be a part of Minasaur, but he's not a part of Minasaur. I already read through the special features on this one. I think some of my, one of my most hated episodes was on Season 2 Part 2, and that was The Girl Who Loved Power Glide. That had to have been the worst fucking episode out of season 2, other than Autobot Spike and Bot.
Yes, I'd actually have to agree with you on that, because I... Yeah. that's not one I would ever watch again.
No. The Girl Who Loved Power Glide basically teaches kids how to abuse... It basically teaches girls how to be stuck up and prissy.
And how to love machines.
Well, yeah, that too. But, yeah, even though we are an explicit podcast, I'm not even going to go where my mind just went when you said how to love machines. Let's not go there.
Yeah, she'll rub on her computer monitor. Anyways!
There are no Bobs in this podcast. Thank you very much. And if you don't know what a Bob is, you're nuts, people.
I'm not going there.
Yeah. Well, I went there, and hopefully they know what I'm talking about. Basically, like I was going to say, it teaches little girls to be high-strung and just totally high-maintenance and just like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. And it also teaches young boys to be physical towards women. Because if you look at that, Power Glide knocks her down several times. The worst thing that really pissed me off, I almost hit my head against my desk when I saw it. Power Glide rides the fucking merry-go-round.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. He's gonna
break
it.
How heavy are these robots? I mean, how much these robots weigh, probably? I know it's a cartoon, and I know it's for kids, and it's to, you know, it's an episode to just be there to have a Power Glide centric episode, but it's just ridiculous.
It's a throwaway.
Yeah, it is very much a throwaway.
You could burn that episode and no one would ever know that it was in season 2.
Exactly.
Which is probably best for everyone.
Yes, pretty much.
Because we don't want to see how the girl who loved Power Glide played with his hard drive. So anyways, let's go on next.
Oh boy. The season 2 finale, but give me a break. I understand Scramble City was done after the movie got released here, because obviously it was done over in Japan, but if the animators and the creators of Generation 1 over here had any thought, yeah, I know they probably wanted the movie to be a surprise, and obviously they wrote it during season 1, that's been said many times, but they could have placed something similar to Scramble City at the end of season 2 instead of Bot.
Or how about this? They could have just freaking dubbed the episode of Scramble City and then finished the damn thing. No, it had to be left to fan dubbers, such as myself, who played two characters in the fan dub on tfcog.com. And, yeah, so they had to bridge the gap between it for an unfinished episode, basically like a toy episode, for the most part, just introing the characters for the movie. But, yeah, it was only released in Japan, unless you do the fan dub.
Yep.
So.
And, actually, it is on the, it's on the TFTM 20th Anniversary DVD, but it's with commentary.
Yeah, so there's no voices.
Yeah, there's no voices. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't know. That's pretty much all I have to say about Season 2. I mean, I can look at these sets, and I can probably pick out maybe 5 episodes that I absolutely hated. Sea Change. Sea Spray Becomes Human. There is two, I mean, not permanently, but during the episode he becomes human, then he turns back into a robot, but, there are two main themes that I've noticed throughout the entire series. And even though I haven't gotten up to reviewing season 3 yet, I have already watched it. Number one, there at least once a season there is one Transformer, usually an Autobot, that does not want to fight at all. Whether that be, who was it before the movie? It was, shit, I'm trying to think. I know after the movie in Rebirth, it was, Cerebros. Who was the other one that didn't want to fight? Oh, Red Alert was one of them. He was a medic. He actually comes into play in season 3 more than season 2, but there was I thought there was another one in season 2, but I don't remember.
Well, he gets more play in season 3 because Ratchet's not there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I did find that picture I took of Braun being alive in Season 3, but I still don't remember what episode it's from. I'll have to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
Triple Takeover, as I said before, was one of my favorite episodes because it showcased two of my favorite Decepticons, Astrotrain and Blitzwing, and it was just funny as hell. Blitzwing taking up base in a college football stadium and thinking the coach is a military leader. Or a military advisor, and every time that Blitzwing does something to the Autobots or to, you know, some sort of destruction thing, He blasts the scoreboard to keep adding points onto the score. Let's see, what are the other ones? Child's Play, even though it was a very weird episode, it was kind of easy to see how, obviously, us as kids would play with our toys and Transformers in general. I mean, I think that was the whole point behind that episode, other than the fact that where they were was a completely different planet. Oh, shit. Start talking, because I'm going to start to yawn.
Well, my favorite episode of the season, I'd have to say, is Wardon. Because it shows the actual introduction of Optimus Prime and who he was before he became the great Autobot leader. I also like... Mostly the episodes I like have to do with Alpha Trion in them.
Yeah,
Just because it adds some depth to the Transformers saga.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely agree with that.
Also, my favorite introduction of the Constructicons, I'd have to say, is with the Secret of Omega Supreme. Because it shows that they were once good, but they were corrupted by Megatron's evil.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. It just frustrates me that the Constructicons have three or four different origins. But
three or four different Constructicon units.
Huh?
I'm joking. I'm saying it would be funny, though.
Dude, don't do that shit. It's 6 o'clock in the fucking morning. I haven't slept since I don't know how long ago. Don't do that shit. Bastard. But
it's the special unit, though.
Okay.
You got the G2 one, you got the G1 one, and then you got the good unit.
Oh, God, let's not even go there. These recap episodes are probably going to be pretty short. I don't remember, and I'm not going to open iTunes because I think it will probably cause my computer to flip out and lose this audio. I don't remember how long our season one recap discussion was, but the recap ones aren't going to be that long of an episode. I really don't have that much else to say about it, about season two. There's some good stuff. There's a lot of horribly, horribly bad stuff. A lot of throwaway episodes, and yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Yes, I don't know. So, on that note, I think that... Oh, weren't you going to tell our audience how you do the RSS stuff
before? Yes, the RSS... the reason why episodes appear before they're actually online is because usually during that same week I'm going to release one of the episodes. I throw it on the RSS feed, which ends up going to the feed burner as well as iTunes. And in doing so, it ends up throwing it on there, waiting for me to upload the audio. So that's why when you try and download it, it says error, because I haven't put the episode online yet, usually till that Friday. I could throw the RSS up by like Wednesday, and it'll say error until Friday when I put it online.
Ah.
So.
Yes, and
just makes it easier on me. That's mostly what it is.
Oh yeah, I mean I don't have a problem with it. Of course, and again, there are always those pesky and symbols sometimes, which aren't always my fault.
Well, yeah, I think you've done one or two, but I've done other ones to try and shorten it. So.
Yeah. Just to give everybody a little bit of an update, we are launching GeekCast Radio Network. It will be geekcastradio.com. Right now, it redirects to PredaconEmpire.com because we haven't fully uploaded everything. Yeah, we haven't fully designed everything and uploaded everything yet. We will have 6 shows. TFG1 will be running until July 10th, I believe. Let's see.
All things Transformers, I plan to phase out. Basically put it on hiatus in August until, unless there's like significant TF news coming out, I probably won't release an episode. It'll stay on hiatus.
Yes, unless we get a fourth season of animated, or unless we get a new cartoon, hopefully. I don't know, but yeah. And then sometime, either, and I've said this before, we haven't nailed down a date for this, but I'm hoping either 2 weeks before Christmas or 2 weeks after Christmas, or maybe a week after New Year's. We're going, I would like it to be before 2010. We are going to be launching the Beast Unleashed podcast, which Steve will have more information on that, but it basically is going to be the same type of discussion deal as far as TFG1 goes, with episodes where we watch them and then we talk about them, with the two of us actually going to be here permanently, whereas I kind of just end up throwing guests together for the most part sometimes, or I just drone on by myself. And I think it'll work better that way with two of us that are main hosts, because, as I've said before, it's easier with someone to bump ideas off of.
Well, especially when it comes to, you know, running a podcast. I mean, it's kind of hard to do it by yourself.
Yes, very much so. Some people do it very well, and some people don't do it that great at all.
Well, stop mentioning me.
But, no, I'm not mentioning you. I'm saying in general that it is very hard, and that one-man shows really, really suck. Let's see, July 11th, we will be... Oh, did you want to say something else?
Oh, well, with the Beast Wars, I'll probably include some clips of audio from the episodes. It may depend on the episode, though. If it's one that I deem not necessary for, then it's not going to have it. But if it's something that comes into play later, I might have that in there.
Yeah, that's cool. Hopefully by then I'll get the DVDs.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm still waiting for somebody to gift those to me. I need Beast Wars Seasons 1 through 3 and Beast Machines, the complete series, on DVD. If anyone wants to give those to me, please email me at tfg1podcast@gmail.com. Anyway, enough of the shilling. Saturday, July 11th, we will be premiering the M-Wire Movie Week in Review, which will start with... Back to the Future trilogy, which hopefully we will have a guest co-host with us, Steve Snowball Sailor of This Week in Geek. Go over to thisweekingeek.net to get all your geek news and stuff like that there. And then sometime in August, I believe it's the 1st or the 8th, I forget, Mark MacArthur and I, Atrion84 on Twitter, are going to be launching Tooncast, which will be a discussion of... basically a discussion-type podcast, not really review style, but discussion style on old cartoons like Darkwing Duck and stuff like that. Mark actually got the idea from listening to Twig's Disney Afternoon, and I've kind of taken the ball and kind of rolled with it since he is brand new to podcasting and doesn't really know all that much yet, but I am slowly showing him what the deal is and everything else, so we'll get all that out, so we will basically have five or six shows to encompass GeekCast Radio Network.
Another one will be around the same time that I put ATTF on hiatus. I will be launching GeekCast Radio, which is just a kind of geeky radio show, not really trying to be This Week in Geek, because I don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to step on
it'll
toes.
Be more so showcasing some info for our various shows, as well as hopefully just having guest hosts to do roundtables with.
Yeah, I mean, like I said on ATTF20, obviously M-Wire is where Steve and I and maybe some guest hosts will discuss about movies and do a little synopsis of whatever movie we're talking about. There are plenty of more stuff that I'll be discussing in the episode zero that we put out for M-Wire to introduce it, but we will not be doing any animated films on M-Wire, because obviously that's what Tooncast is for. Tooncast will be all cartoon stuff. I'm still debating on how we're going to do stuff like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Space Jam, Looney Tunes Back in Action, I don't think we are going to do Looney Tunes Back in Action. I haven't decided on that yet, but I know I do want to talk about Space Jam, because it was kind of cool, even though it is a cheesy kind of movie. But Who Framed Roger Rabbit, it's hard to split that up. We may just record one clip and put it on both feeds as a special episode. I don't know, because it's kind of hard to... You really can't split up a movie that has animation and live action at the same time, so...
Well, Space Jam's like that, too.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, my main focus right now is Who Framed Roger Rabbit as far as the animation-live-action combo. So, yeah, I'm not really sure how I want to do that yet. I'm still thinking about that. Excuse me. Yeah, Steve is basically going to take the reins on Beast Wars. I may record most of the audio, whatever, whenever I get the DVDs, and just run it by him and see what he thinks and whatever. Because, yeah, TFG1, oh my God. Even though I got a running start with this podcast as far as watching and writing stuff up early, it's been a long run, and I only started this December 8th of last year, and it's almost over, so it's been like it'll be a total of probably 6 or 7 months worth of podcasting, which is cool. I mean, I enjoy it, but just the write-ups are a lot of work. And trying to figure out the format, like I said before, because it is a one-man show for the most part, unless I have guest hosts. Obviously, with this new format that I've got with the bullet points, it kind of worked out better, but it's hard. It's hard work. If anyone would like to send us ideas for a show that they may want to do, we really can't speak for Mac users, but if you're a PC user, the best software to use recording for as far as your voice is Audacity. It is.
Well, if you want to be free anyway.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It is free. And also, the only requirements that I have as far as recording for podcasting, you have to use a USB headset. Because not all of us, the Twig Crew and Steve Snowball Sailor, have the kind of income and money to get, you know, directional microphones and everything else, so... but, yeah, USB headset will run you anywhere from $20 to $50, and they're pretty good for the most part. As long as you get one with a noise-canceling microphone, it works fine. And actually, most of them, I think, have noise-cancellation microphones already on them. I don't know. The ones I looked at did. So, yeah, that's pretty much all that's going on with us. I think we're going to close this out. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that about wraps it up. ATTF episode 20 is now released, which would be a week ago if you're listening to the... Well, not a week ago, a couple weeks ago. but, yeah. Other than that, I think... That about covers it for GeekCast News as well.
Yes. I will mention that on ATTF 20, I did do a huge article on the new Generation 1 re-releases by Shout Factory. And all I'm going to say here is Transformers 25th Anniversary, The Matrix of Leadership Collector's Set. That's all I'm going to say.
The Transformers will return after these messages.
From Iron Man to the Dark Knight, from Spider-Man to the X-Men, from Adventures in Babysitting to Torque, The M-Wire has all your movie review needs, a weekly podcast from PredaconEmpire.com, reviewing all movies. Hello, this is my third TFG1 update. Because of my friend, co-host, and overall podcasting editing monkey will be getting married at the end of May, TFG1 will be on a slight hiatus. I believe the last episode we are going to release will be May 8th, which will be the episode 16, the movie roundtable. And yeah, we're on a little bit of a hiatus until Steve gets back from his honeymoon.
Yes. I will be gone the last 2 weeks. Well, I'll be gone the last week of May, but the second to last week I'm actually getting married, so it's going to be a busy week in between there. So, yeah, so all the podcasts will be on hold until I return. The first week of June I will release episodes 17 and 18.
Yep.
Of TFG1 to kind of bring us up to speed.
Yes. And most likely, Pecan Court, Michael, and I will record those. We will already have those done and ready. Because even though the podcast, as far as airing, is on hiatus, doesn't mean we can't record them. Just can't upload them, that's all.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, everything should slow down, hopefully, once Steve gets hitched. So,
Then everything will come back into full swing coming July, as we'll be doing 3 podcasts until August, and then we'll be done with 2 of them, and then launching another one, so.
Yes, so basically our podcasting network has basically expanded exponentially, very much so.
Yes.
God.
Quite a lot for a year later. So anyways, cut this short.
Excellent. Yeah, it hasn't even been a year for me yet, but yeah, it's close, but yep. So that is the update for Predacon Empire, TFG1, All Things Transformers, and the new Geekcast Radio Network. See you folks later.
Bye. Are you a fan of Transformers? Yes. Then be sure to visit PredaconEmpire.com, your resource for Transformers media and more. Also be sure to check out our podcast, All Things Transformers and the TFG1 Podcast. I'm Steve/Megatron, inviting you to come join the fun on the shows and the forums. So be sure to visit PredaconEmpire.com for all your Transformers needs. Enter now.
We now return to the Transformers.
Next time on the TFG1 Podcast, it will be the Transformers The Movie 1986 Roundtable. This episode will be epic and filled with all kinds of awesomeness, with discussions from myself, Steve/Megatron, Mike the Birdman Dodd from This Week in Geek, Pecan Court Michael, also known as Michael Wilson from MichaelandChrissy.com. Also, I did an interview with Stan Bush. Woohoo! My God. All kinds of epic awesomeness. Episode 16 will probably be the best episode of the TFG1 Podcast ever. Oh my God. So anyway, before I start gushing out my eyeballs, thank you for joining me on the TFG1 Podcast. There are 4 ways to get in touch with us or leave feedback for the podcast. The first is you can visit the PredaconEmpire.com forums and get all your Transformers discussion topics there. The second is that you can follow me on Twitter. My name on there is TFG1 Podcast. You can also follow Steve. His name is SCP21. Just a little note on that. Once we get all the GeekCast stuff done, I will be changing my name to GeekCast Radio to encompass all of our podcast shows, and it will be the official Twitter page for GeekCast Radio. The third is you can visit the Earth2.net forums. I have a thread over there for the podcast. And the fourth is the email address, which is tfg1podcast@gmail.com. For now, I am Michael Blanchard saying the immortal words of Optimus Prime, transform and roll out. And thank you for listening. Until next time. Oh yeah, who are you and why is your dog barking?
What?
Who are you and why is your dog barking?
Steve/Megatron and my dog barked because somebody drove down the road with a bumpy-ass truck.
Oh, I thought you stepped on her tail. Okay, see you later, folks. Bye.
Bye.